In today's solo episode, I'm going to answer a question on anti-racism or allyship from our Inclusion First community. Now, these episodes are really made to get you the information that you need so that you can go and make greater change in the world. These are real questions from real people. And my goal here is to break down the question, give some answers and some insights that you can hopefully put to use as you are out there navigating your life, navigating opportunities for anti-racism, for allyship, and to really bring more inclusion into the spaces that you exist in. So here we go. Hey there, welcome to the Inclusion First podcast. This is a solo episode, and I am excited to have this little recap conversation with you. I was thinking that it might be a good idea to talk a little bit about what the Inclusion First Project has been doing, what we've done in the past year of our existence, and what we've got coming up next. Many of you may have heard the story of how the Inclusion First Project came to be. This was around July of 2020, after the murder of George Floyd, after all the social and racial unrest, and really wanting to find a way to help. And that showed up for me as answering questions. I was answering a lot of questions from people anyways who were calling and texting, and a friend and I just got together and decided, what if we just answered people's questions on anti-racism? We could create a safe space, judgment-free zone. They could ask anything that they wanted. And so we hopped on Zoom and did just that. And for about the next 10 months after we started in July, we continue to hold webinars, sometimes weekly, sometimes biweekly, sometimes monthly, answering people's questions on anti-racism, whether they thought those questions were stupid, whether they thought those questions maybe they should have known the answer to or learned them a long time ago, or even if they thought the question was a little bit racist. We didn't care. We just wanted to support people as they entered their learning journey and stepped onto their paths of anti-racism. And in that time, we were able to collect close to 700 questions on anti-racism from 42 states all across the US. And we talked to almost 30 different experts who volunteered their time to come on and talk about either a specific topic, whether around anti-racism in sports, anti-racism policing, anti-racism in design, or just getting on to wrap about kind of the current things that were on our minds. How do you talk about race? What are the top questions that are coming up? And the reason why I kept running these webinars, besides to provide this safe space, was because of my design research background and wanting to collect as many questions as possible to see what were the themes that existed within those questions. Were there threads that were common? Were there big buckets that people were asking a lot of questions in? And so when I got to around the 700 question mark, I stopped and I did an analysis of all the questions. And I ended up coming up with 12 themes that were the most commonly questions asked about anti-racism. And so I wanted to share with you what those top three were today. And the first question bucket that people tended to submit questions in was this idea of what is racism? They didn't tend to ask it like in that direct way, but a lot of the questions indicated that they didn't have an understanding of what racism was fundamentally and really wanted to know what it was, what it looked like, how to know if something was racist, how to know if they were doing something that was racist, how to fix it, what's the history, all of these types of questions that really just indicated that they wanted to get a better understanding of the basics of racism. And so this was the largest bucket of questions that we had submitted to the Inclusion First Project during those 10 months of time. Now, the next largest bucket, actually, this was a tie. The next two are tied together. The first one is talking about race. So people want to know how to talk about race. Not super surprising. All these conversations are happening, but I got a ton of questions about it. People want to know how to talk about race with people that they didn't know, with people of color, with their coworkers, with their friends and family, with their kids. They wanted to know how to talk about race when they were trying to convince someone of something, whether to do something or not do something. And so this whole idea, people finding finding themselves in these conversations and really feeling ill-equipped to continue in them really emerged a lot in the questions that we got. And so wanting to understand how to talk about race was a really top bucket and top priority for people. The third biggest area that people asked questions in was around taking action. So people want to know what they can do to take action now. And again, not super surprising, but people are just uncertain as to what to do. And in some cases, that can be like paralyzing, where you don't end up actually doing anything because you don't know what to do. Same thing with speaking and talking about racism. Sometimes you don't say anything because you don't know what to say, or you're afraid of saying the wrong thing, right? So in the area of taking action, people were most interested in what can I do personally? Like, where can I start? What can I do to get other people to act and change? How can I influence others? What can my organization do? What changes can I make in the work that I'm doing to be anti-racist? What can my community do? What can the government do? What tools and frameworks are there out there that can help me on this journey? And so we've got these kind of three main buckets: understanding racism, talking about racism, and taking action in racism. And at the Inclusion First Project, we really want to both answer the questions, but then provide people with tools and resources that they can use to be of assistance as they're journeying along this anti-racism path and coming up on these opportunities where they need to do one of these things, right? And, you know, I've been thinking a lot about this idea of understanding racism and how can we destroy racism, interrupt it, mitigate it, change it, transform it, if we're not even sure what we are trying to change? How are we supposed to recognize it when it's out there at play in the world, when so many people don't have a fundamental understanding of what racism is and what it looks like and what they can do to interrupt it and to transform it and to change it? And so this is one of the things that the Inclusion First Project is definitely looking at, and really a lot of the other people that you have out there in the justice, equity, diversity, and inclusion world. We're trying to give people this foundational knowledge that they can then use to activate around these topics and to create change, to interrupt what they're seeing and to transform it into something different, into something better. So we have hundreds of questions from all around the US. We have this analysis of the questions, and we have these top 12 themes identified and a bunch of sub themes as well. The question that I've been mulling around is, how do we make this information useful? How do we make it actionable? How do we help people on their anti-racism journey, putting what we've learned and what they're asking into practice so that they can become interrupters of racism, so that they can become anti-racist in how they think and speak and act in any of the situations and scenarios that it is asked of them and required of them, whether that be at home, whether that be at work, in their community, at their places of faith, or anywhere in between, right? We want to create a space where anti-racism can be a natural action, where we have the skills, the capacity, and the confidence to use it to create more inclusion and to create more equity in the world. And so a few things that we want to do at the Inclusion First Project is to continue to answer questions, answer more questions, get more information from people so we can really dig in and really understand what the needs are. Then once we do that, how do we understand what are the tools and skills that people need to build the most based on what they're asking? And how can we either create those or hook people up to existing resources that are out there that are effective and that are giving them that information? Always we want to reach more people. And that is one of the reasons why we launched this podcast, to scale the information, to help and show people that activism can be an everyday thing, that anti-racism can be something that you think about in the small moments as well as the large moments, and you can make a difference just right where you are in your regular life. Now, we have some other big ideas and exciting developments that are happening for the Inclusion First Project and for the Inclusion First podcast, and we will be keeping you in the loop as we know more and can announce some official changes and evolutions and, you know, just leveling up in the work that we're doing. But it is exciting, it is going to be impactful, and it is going to help to support the mission to, again, make anti-racism action to make activism an everyday thing for people so that we can all work together to make the world that we want to live in, one where people are happy, where people are free to create the lives that they love, and where we all can thrive. This episode of the Inclusion First podcast is sponsored by the Social Justice Superhero Academy. In this 4-day online course, you, aspiring changemaker, will learn how to start interrupting racism that is happening around you and start creating more inclusion and more equity in our world. Now, as part of the Academy, you'll get access to 4 1-hour video sessions, an interactive community space to share experiences and ask questions, workbooks, exercises, and guides to support you on your journey. Enrollment closes in early August, so sign up today at www.tinyurl.com/social-justice-superhero. Thank you for listening to the Inclusion First podcast. We are always collecting and answering your most important questions on anti-racism. So if there's something on your mind, head on over to theinclusionfirstproject.org and click on Ask a Question. We would love to get your like, your share, your follow, and especially your review wherever you find us. Thank you again so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time.